Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, worldwide on WBCQ, 7.415 megahertz, the planet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but it seems to be January the 3rd in the year 2000. And as far as I can tell, there's only been one real glitch with the so-called Y2K bug, and it really wasn't a glitch at all. One of the downlink communication systems for one of our spy satellites malfunctioned for just a few short hours, and it was fixed lickety-split. That's the only what you might call a potential problem that could have maybe caused some damage if we had needed that spy satellite to be looking at something in that particular moment. But there wasn't much going on in the world, and there just isn't really any big threat right now. So I would call it minor. But the doomsayers, the Y2K doomsayers have been stretching. And I mean really stretching. I heard one of these one of these great deceivers on his radio broadcast trying to in an effort to try to keep from having to admit that he was wrong for all several years now, talking about a movie, a video rental place that all of a sudden people went in to rent a movie and like their account said they owed $7,000. As soon as I heard it, I knew it was a lie. And it is a lie. Because unless video rentals are accruing interest, there's no way that the computer is going to change the price. I mean, it's just entered in a database because of the year change. So, and even if it was accruing interest, it would have been accruing interest backwards from 1999 when the so-called movie was rented back to the date that the computer recognized, which could be as late as 1970-something. And, or it could be all the way back to 1900, in which case the video rental place would have owned the customer interest. It's funny to listen to these people, folks. They've gone off the deep end, and now they are stretching, pulling rabbits out of the hat. Now they're saying that, listen to what they're saying, and they're still trying to sell you all this stuff to keep you safe from Y2K. It's incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. Now they're really stretching. They're saying, well, the effects of the Y2K phenomenon are going to be stretched out over a period of months, and we're not going to see the worst of it for maybe 8 or 9 months. Bullshit. I'm just absolutely, if so many people hadn't been taken so bad by all of this, it would really be a real funny comedy type thing. But you know what? It's not. So I'll be back right after this, and I'm going to read you an editorial I wrote on Saturday and polished up today and posted to the website. Those of you who have been to the website, williamcooper.net, today may have already read it. In any case, I'm going to read it over the air because everybody needs to hear it. And tomorrow night, we're going to devote the whole broadcast to a lot of this wild doomsayer stuff that did not come to pass, and that you're going to hear. I mean, you're going to hear from their own mouth what they were saying on December the 31st. Oh, man, full-blown panic. It was absolutely the most incredible circus that I could even imagine. You see, I just tuned in to just see what was going on New Year's Eve on the radio. I even patched it in to 101.1 FM off the satellite and was broadcasting all these different talk shows here in the Valley. It got so bad that I actually had to get on the telephone to find out what the truth was and then break into the broadcast and tell the people in the Round Valley what the truth was so that they wouldn't panic along with these jerks. And so I was able to prevent the people here from falling for any of it. Well, people all across the nation were in a total state of hysteria, full-blown panic. At one point, they thought that nuclear missiles had been fired against the United States, and some people were heading for the hills, folks. I mean, literally, heading for the hills. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It got so bad that some of the affiliate stations, fearing for their listening audience, actually cut off the feeds for these things. Just cut them off and did other broadcasting. And I would have had to done that too, except I was here to make the calls and verify or deny what was being said and give my listening audience the truth. I actually called all over the country to verify or find out what the truth was or deny, you know, what these people were saying. And in not one instance did I ever find one grain of truth in anything that they said. Don't go away. I'll be right back. When he cast your eyes upon the skyline of this once proud nation, this is the fear and the hatred growing in the hearts of its population. Value, beliefs are being seduced by the greedy hands of politics. By the gasoline fumes and hypnotized by the satellites into believing what is good and what is right. Maybe worship in the temples of man or lost in the prisons of religion. But you can still walk back the house when you've nowhere left to run. The beaten generation, the beaten generation. Listening to the Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper. The only radio broadcast in the world that is consistently right on everything that we broadcast. It's amazing. And because of that, we are constantly under attack because people do not want to hear the truth. They're afraid of it. Scares them literally to death. Listen to this. This is an editorial I wrote on Saturday, posted it to the website today, and now you're going to hear it across the airwaves. Y2K was DOA. DOA means dead on arrival. Oh, and by the way, the Messiah didn't show either. Y2K was DOA exactly as I warned, that I was the only one in the nation on radio consistently told you it was a non-issue and told you why. And you heard the callers into this broadcast taking me to task for that. Vicious, angry people, because I dared to tell them the truth. I bet the Y2K fear-mongering con jobbers are already designing another huge scheme to get right back into your pockets. Wonder what it will be. Maybe 5-5-2000, when all the planets are scheduled to line up in a row and they're saying it's going to be the end of the world. That, too, will be a non-issue. But they are already, I can guarantee you, hard at work designing another huge scheme to get right back into your pockets. After all, they made billions off Y2K, and you don't seriously think they'll give up the golden goose, do you? I bet the sheeple will still listen to and again follow the same old con artist that ripped them off with the date bug. In fact, a new axiom may be emerging. Lies make money. It seems that the more lies these doomsayers told, the richer they got, while those who told the truth were persecuted. P.T. Barnum was correct when he said, "There's a sucker born every minute." And Hitler was right when he said, "The bigger the lie and the more often it's repeated, the more readily it's believed," or something to that effect. Ladies and gentlemen, as a nation, we seem to have lost the ability of even the most simple thought process. Common sense has completely disappeared. I haven't heard anyone tell anybody to use your common sense since my old grandmother died in the late 70s. Do we still have any? I've also been saying for the last 7 years that the Messiah wouldn't be here either. Well, he didn't show up. And I guess that's wishful thinking all around, huh? Everybody seems to be looking for someone else to tell them what to do, to save them. Many people expected the Messiah to appear on Saturday, January the 1st, 2000. A Messiah that isn't going to come, at least not in my lifetime. After all, ladies and gentlemen, no self-respecting Messiah can ever answer a summons. So what are people going to do now that he isn't here? What will people say when I state with absolute certainty that he will not be here between now and January of next year, or the year after, or even the year after that? What will people say when I tell them that they don't deserve a Messiah, that I wouldn't wish them on the Messiah? Now, please bear with me on this, because I believe that it is important. And don't think for a minute that you know where I am going with this. I think the conclusion may surprise you. You see, people have a despicable habit of hurting terribly anyone who tries to help them, most certainly anyone who tries to tell them the truth. You see, people hate the truth. If anything in this world has ever been the victim of a hate crime, it's been the truth. And I've learned in my life that no Messiah could ever tell us anything that we don't already know. It has all been said or written or both. We know right from wrong. Let me say that again. We know right from wrong. There was nothing ever left untaught by all the messiahs that have ever come and gone. And out of all of them, Jesus was the easiest to understand. We probably know him best. He had the simplest message, and in my estimation, he had the answer. But it is ignored, especially by those who claim to follow him. And an awful lot of people, hate Jesus today. Not because of what he taught, ladies and gentlemen, but because of what the Christian church teaches. Because of those millions of people persecuted and murdered by the church in his name. And because of the dogma and policies, the false teachings of those who claim to follow him. You see, he is again, as 2,000 years ago, falsely accused. he didn't do it. It's not his fault. You see, Jesus never taught that we should murder those who will not follow him. He never attempted to make anyone listen to him. He never turned anyone away. He never spoke the word race. He did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Not to perpetuate the legitimacy of the Old Testament, but to fulfill the law, and fulfill it he did. Read Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 13, and it will become clear that Jesus and every word spoken of his mouth is the law. Nothing that went before except that which he fulfilled. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Now please notice, ladies and gentlemen, there is no qualification as to who or what a neighbor must be. We must simply love our neighbor unconditionally as we love ourselves. He said, For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. You'll notice that whosoever includes everyone of every race and of every nation. You see, it is so clear. How can anyone have been turned to believe the corruption preached by the Pastor Butlers and the Pete Peters of the world who claim that the parable of the tares refers to the white Israelites, if there are such a thing, as the good seed versus the other races and mixed races as the tares? In Matthew chapter 13, verse 37, he says, He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. And so, what is the good seed? Well, read Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 14. You see, the answer is everywhere in the New Testament, and I'm not going to read all of these. I'm going to trust you to look these up and read them for yourself. Matthew 5, verses 3 through 14. The answer is everywhere in the New Testament. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Also read Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 through 5. Read Mark chapter 4, verses 9 through 23, where he makes it very clear that it is the word that is sowed, and that the good seed are those who hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit some 30-fold. Also read Mark chapter 9, verses 36 and 37, chapter 10, verses 13 through 30, and chapter 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And also read Luke chapter 6, verse 20 through 23. Who in the world are these people who are so easily led astray from the truth? Why do they listen to the deceivers when all they have to do is read the words of Jesus himself? Who? I'd like to know who destroyed their brains, their power of original thought, their ability to reason, their common sense. Read John chapter 5, verse 24. It says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. In John chapter 6, verse 47, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Note, ladies and gentlemen, there is no qualification beyond hearing and believing. Race is not an issue, period, end of subject. Racism did not exist, you see, in the pagan world. Surprised? You shouldn't be. If you've studied your history, and specifically the history of religion, you know that racism is a product of the Old Testament teaching that Israel is the chosen people of God. It is taught from almost every Christian pulpit, and most especially by those who expound Zionism, Christian identity, and British Israelism. The Christian perversions profess to believe in the teachings of Jesus, that he was God in the flesh, that he spoke only the truth, but they deny his teachings and his truth, fomenting lies in his name. Zionists rely upon the Torah, the first five books of what Christians call the Old Testament. Television evangelists. Every single one of those that I have seen preach a materialized and totally perverted version of the message that Jesus delivered. And the Crystal Cathedral dude, that ripped off Norman Vincent Peale's Power of Positive Thinking, changing it to Possibility Thinking, is just a lightning strike waiting to happen. Not to mention fractured Christianity, divided into tens of thousands of churches, sects, and dogmas, all claiming to follow Jesus, and of course each claims that only they have the true gospel. But listen to this very carefully. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall shew signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Mark chapter 13, verses 21 and 22. And this, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Ladies and gentlemen, it is senseless for the greater number of misled so-called Christians, for they are not Christians at all, to anticipate his return. It is ludicrous to believe he will be able to save them, for they can only save themselves by fulfilling the requirements Jesus set forth as stated in the New Testament. The truth is that they will not recognize him, nor he them. And so on the first day of the new millennium, it is clear to me that man hasn't learned a thing in the last 2,000 years. He cannot think, and he obviously cannot read. And so much for evolution. Jesus was able to travel and teach for 3 years before he was crucified. If he returned today, I don't think he would stay free long enough to see the sunset, and he most probably wouldn't live very long. A nation, or world of people, who will not use their intelligence, are no better than animals that do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and steaks on the table by choice and consent. That is a statement of the Illuminati. Happy New Year. You're listening to the most dangerous radio host in America, according to William Jefferson Clinton. This is the Hour of the Time, and I'm William Cooper. Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. This is WBCQ, the planet, 7.415 megahertz worldwide, shortwave radio, and 101.1 FM, Eager, Arizona. And a whole bunch of low power micro FM broadcasting stations across the nation and live on the internet. And if you want to listen to us live on the internet, go to williamcooper.net and click on the obvious links, follow directions, and we are there. We're going to open the phones now, 520-333-4578. Could you believe what you heard on radio on December? On the obvious links, follow directions, and we are there. We're going to open the phones now, 520-333-4578. Could you believe what you heard on radio on December the 31st, New Year's Eve? My God, they had people so hyped up and so hysterical, and the adrenaline was running like rivers through the veins of Americans that were listening to those shows. It was absolutely the most incredible thing I ever heard. What a letdown come midnight and the next day. And then they reran some of these same shows the next day as if they really enjoyed being embarrassed by it all. Let me tell you something right now. All of the Y2K doomsayers, the con artists that made billions of dollars off of this have a 5-year supply of egg on their face at this very moment. 5-year supply of egg on their face. 520-333-4578 is the number. The phones are open. And we're going to take your comments for the rest of the hour. That is, if you have any comments. What do you think about it all? I mean, the hype was incredible. Were you a victim of it? What are you going to do now? Good evening. You're on the air.
You know, Mr. Cooper, that the real Y2K is not till next year. Somebody was saying that the other day on shortwave. I forget who it was.
Well, the real beginning of the real millennium is not until next year. But
right.
Y2K had all to do with 00 in the year 2000. So
yeah, but somehow the computers know differently.
Oh yeah, I know. Then they're going to stack. They're still trying to sell people this stuff. They're still trying to make them think that Y2K hasn't hit yet. Have you been listening to any of them?
Oh, yeah. I've been following them for the last couple of years. Just, you know, I listen to shortwave all the time. And originally, that's how I heard you some years ago.
Isn't this incredible?
Yeah.
Now, what's Gary North going to do?
Oh, he'll conjure up something else.
Oh, he
Martians
just,
from outer space.
Out of all of them, I mean, this guy, he crashed and burned.
Oh, but he made a lot of money, man.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
He's laughing all the way to the bank.
Yep, you can bet on that. That's for sure.
You know,
so with along with a whole bunch of others, too.
The Steve Quayles and the James Lloyds and the Bobo Grits and all those guys out there.
Yeah.
I even went to some of those preparedness expos here in Texas.
Uh-huh.
There was one up there in Dallas I went to a few years ago, and yeah. I sat there and listened to all of these conjurings as they were.
Oh, Bobo bit the big one, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
They all did.
Yep.
And you know what? The most incredible thing is that these people will still continue to listen to these clowns and will still believe what they say, even though they've been wrong hundreds of times in the past, because you know what I think it really is? I think these people are adrenaline junkies. I think
yeah.
they love being scared, and they don't care if it turns out to be a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, they're always... well, a friend of mine, about a few years ago, he said that he believed that some people were genetically predisposed to that kind of drama. And at the time, he was referring to the drama queens, the
yeah.
girls that we had known in our lives who were predisposed to this, you know, creating all these dramas because their lives were so boring and what have you. And he said the other day, he said, well, if they're not worried about green little spacemen and Jesus Christ coming back and Y2K computer failures and all this other thing.
I was just going to say, it sounded to me like you were describing an Art Bell junkie.
Absolutely. I know a whole bunch of them around here.
They certainly cannot claim to have anything between their ears, at least not legitimately.
They're way out there, man. They're just stupid. Stupid means mentally defective.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Poor things.
Do you know that just a couple of generations ago, you couldn't have found any of these people anywhere in this country? They didn't exist.
Well, my old grandma used to say people had too much time on their hands today.
Well,
you know,
she was probably right. My grandmother used to tell me the same things. Grandson, you don't have enough to do.
Yeah, they used to say people don't get their hands in the soil anymore. And
they're lost.
Even grandma used to call them a bunch of candy asses.
Yeah, they're lost. They really are lost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the truth. They are lost souls.
Look at the psychiatric community in this country. I mean, they make billions of dollars off of all these lost people.
Yeah, and that's not even a legitimate science.
Yeah, and have you ever looked in a Cosmopolitan magazine and looked at the just absolute garbage they feed the American women in this country? It's insane.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with you.
I mean, and then every other article is a very clever article about, you know, are you not just feeling up to your normal self today? Take Prozac or take Zarbon or some other kind of drug they have, a new wonder drug that'll solve all your problems. You know?
I think maybe everybody ought to take an enema. Get a real good night's sleep, wake up the next morning, smell the coffee, and take a whole new look at the world.
They should take a coffee enema.
Well, that's a good idea.
Receive it the other way.
Yeah.
And maybe things will look a little brighter.
Well, I don't know. They seem, you know, they, A lot of people seem to want things to look absolutely terrible, so they make things up, not realizing that they just deal with reality and the facts we know about. Things are terrible enough already. They don't need to invent all this bullshit to get some adrenaline rush to make things terrible. I mean, we've got some really bad problems that we've got to deal with.
Yeah, well, if they keep on like this, they'll get themselves a good old-fashioned revolution, and they won't know how to deal with that, because that's reality.
Well, I certainly hope it's not a revolution. I hope it's a restoration.
A restoration is the right way to go.
Yeah.
They people read the Bible, and they overlook one of the biggest things in there, and that's the message of hope that Christ brought.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the pinnacle things that he spoke about, hope.
Not only a message of hope, but the hope that everyone is included.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute certainty that there are no rejects if you just understand that he died for the remission of sins, and all you have to do is fulfill the requirements that he states himself in the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
There's no mud people. There's no races that cannot participate in the kingdom of heaven. These are perversions, and they're such perversions that they go way beyond blasphemy. It's just absolutely incredible to listen to some of these people.
Well, these are all the ongoing lies of the Kabbalist.
Yeah.
You know, when I listened to your tapes on the mystery religions, that became very clear to me. You know, the Kabbalists have been, you know, they'll call themselves the Catholic Church or the Jesuits or the...
They'll call themselves anything to be able to get a hold on the mind of the common man.
And
they control the entire Southern Baptist Church right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the hands of the enemy.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine from India. He grew up there, and he was telling me about how the vast majority of the people there in India are just captured into the Kabbalistic conjurings of the leadership in that country, and have been for centuries.
Yes.
And he said it's the whole purpose of it is to enslave other men
and to make them accept their enslavement.
Yeah.
Because of this theory of reincarnation that assigns them to a class because of something they did bad in their past life that they have to pay for in this life. So they don't dare object to it.
It's the same garbage that the Catholic Church has been spoon-feeding everybody for centuries, you know, about going to hell and all these other things that they've...
Well, let's not get down on the Catholics, because the Catholics are not to blame. It's the leadership in the Vatican.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I got to let you go and get somebody else in here.
Hey, great talking with you, and Happy New Year, and I wish the best to you and your family, and I hope that nothing befalls you.
Well, thank you.
I pray for you all constantly.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. It's time for you to get your two cents in here. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Cooper?
Doing fine.
This is Phil from Omaha.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
Good.
You know who I see the big winners are here?
Who's that?
The fractional reserve banking system, the move for one world government,
yep,
and the existing institutions.
Yep.
I watched with interest, high interest, lots of interest on these millennial celebrations around the world as they went across the time zone.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Indonesia, they had some sort of indigenous ceremony with a skeleton there.
Yeah, but don't pretend that you understand what that means until you understand their culture.
That I don't.
Okay. I just want to make that clear. You can't assume that it means something based upon our culture when you really don't know what it was that they were doing with that skeleton.
That's true.
That's one of the things I learned when I was a young man, because I lived and went to school in foreign countries most of my life. And what I learned about foreign cultures that some people who've never been there would interpret as being evil is not evil at all. So I'd be very careful about interpreting what you see that you don't really understand.
Well, I did see the little sun in the Vatican.
Uh-huh.
The picture of the sun with the halo around it.
Yes.
And then I saw all the flashbacks. They had all these ceremonies with the sun rising.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting stuff.
Sure.
And then Billy Clinton, right before midnight Eastern, talking about how we should embrace change, that change is good, that we need to see ourselves not as citizens of a country, but as citizens of the world.
Hey, Billy Clinton, up yours, bud.
Yeah, he can shove it.
He can shove it. You know, that's this man is a communist. He's a traitor. There is no doubt about it whatsoever. He wants to destroy the United States of America and bring about a new world totalitarian socialist government over the bones of this great nation.
And I see this whole thing totally legitimizes big government. It was a big success for government. Big success for fractional reserve banking.
Sure, and you know, it's amazing that the listeners of all these broadcasts don't understand that those who promoted this bullshit are not serving our agenda, the agenda of freedom, the agenda of constitutional republican government, but the agenda of the enemies of those things.
Well, I listen to these idiots promoting non-confiscatable gold. Bill, March the 8th, 1933, none of that gold was confiscatable. And March the 9th, it was confiscatable, according to their little rules.
Well, the truth is, it wasn't.
Right. But
the federal government did not have the right, nor the authority, nor the jurisdiction to confiscate anything from the citizens of the several states.
That is correct. However, the dummies, it becomes law if the dummies go along with it.
That's right. If you don't stand up and claim your rights and then defend them, you don't have those rights. That's the very fundamental foundational premise upon which the common law is built. And people say, well, there is no common law. Well, I beg your pardon, read the Constitution. The Constitution recognizes the common law right in it. It's very simple.
These shows that were putting out the information that was bogus.
Just about every so-called patriot broadcaster on the airwaves.
Was that during the day?
During the day and during the night, yeah. Listen, I got to let you go and get some more people in here.
Have a good night.
The hour is quickly whittling away. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. 520-333-4578 is the number. Time for you to get your two cents in here. What did you think about what went on over the millennium changeover? It's not even the changeover of the millennium yet. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I believe I know what the next doomsday device is going to be.
What's that?
It's a leap year.
Leap year?
Yeah, they told me on the news tonight.
They told you on the news what?
That there are rules for leap year.
Yeah.
And because this one happens to fall during a year that's divisible by four or ends in double digits, like 00, the computers might not understand that it's a leap year and...
Oh, we shouldn't be saying this over the air, because any of these clowns that are listening to this will pick it up and start promoting it and ripping people off again.
It will be horrible, because everybody will think that February 29th is March 1st, and it will crash the system.
Oh, it will crash. I don't think so. I think the computers will just think February 28th is March 1st, and
right.
Who gives a damn, you know?
Yeah. Your movie will be $6 overdue. That's what will happen.
Oh, yeah. Six...
That's it, but I saw that on the news tonight, and I had to laugh, especially when you said, what are they going to bring up next?
Yeah, well, there's this 5-5-2000 thing that Richard Noon wrote in his book called 5-5-2000, and you watch, somebody's going to grab hold of that.
Yeah, well, it was on the evening news. Leap year is doomed.
Oh, they just never quit, do they?
Nope.
Yeah, I noticed that the government has a big hand in all of this.
Yeah.
Like on New Year's Eve, some general came out from Cheyenne Mountain and announced that they had detected the launch of three missiles, which all of the people automatically upped to five instead of three, and then, changed his three missiles to three nuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles with atomic warheads, and then all hell broke loose. What it really was, by the way, It couldn't have been detected, because if it really was what they say it was, it wouldn't have shown up on any missile launch detecting system, because it would not have ever left the atmosphere. It was supposedly some Scud missiles that were launched in the Chechen War that were targeted 500 meters from the launch site, which is five clicks in anybody's language that ever was in the military, which means that this thing never, you know, they never flew over 500 yards.
Right.
So they could not have been detected by the North American Air Defense Command or any kind of satellite that detects missile launches, because they have to go so far into the atmosphere. And these certainly would not have done that, just being targeted at a 500-yard range. It's really meters, but I'm trying to say it so that Americans will understand it.
Right.
So, you know, it just blows me away how it's absolutely ignorant, stupid people really are.
I think possibly another way that that the world is going to come to end is if people don't realize that their checks say 19 on them, and they write 1900, and then nobody can honor their checks, and then the banks are going to break down because they have to issue new checks to everybody.
Who the hell cares? Who the hell cares? That's so easily fixed. I mean, you just go in and say, hey, look here, you know, this is, you fix it for me, and, you know,
maybe big deal. Maybe stretching out the 19
or something like that? No, I wouldn't even worry about it.
Yeah.
They're all. Who cares? It's going to be fine, believe me.
I believe
you. Really. It's going to be fine. despite all the doomsayers, it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Yep.
520-333-4578 is the number. I am just amazed. I really am just absolutely amazed, folks. This is just incredible. Are you still listening to them? Are they still, you know, I mean, I know they're still baiting you. Oh, well, we haven't seen the full effect of it yet. The full effect of it couldn't, you know, it's going to be incremental, and the full effect won't be felt, you know, for 8 or 9 months into the future. But you watch. We're going to have some breakdowns from watching. I just heard the other day about this video rental place. People went in, and this was definitely Y2K, because their computer all of a sudden charged everybody $7,000 for their rental. Oh, come on, give me a break. Man, I wish Frank Zappa was here so he could do some fantastic Valley Girl gag me with a spoon stuff. Because that's really what this deserves. I mean, it's just incredible. And the greatest fearmonger that I heard on New Year's Eve was Alex Jones. I mean, that guy was just over the edge, full-blown panic. He even started to scare me, and I know better. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
I actually saw someone from CNN admit that this was not actually the new millennium. They were interviewing all the back office people in CNN.
Uh-huh.
And there was this one lady who said, yes, we know it's not the actual start of the new millennium, so stop sending us letters.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's been revealed in the newspapers and on TV and radio for several years now. It's
yeah.
Just, it just was not widely discussed. It wasn't a subject of anybody's interest, because everybody really wanted to celebrate the millennium in the year 2000, because it's the year 2000.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Happy New Year.
You too. 520-333-4578. And that's all it is, folks. It's just a new year. It's just a new year. That's all. It's another day. Remember Rhett Butler and Gone With It? And Scarlett said after she slammed the door, after Rhett Butler kissed her off, she said, well, after all, tomorrow is another day. And then she, you know, that's exactly right. The world did not come to an end because Rhett Butler left her. And the world didn't come to an end because it's the new millennium, which it's not really. Or it's the new century. Or it's the new year. Or it's another week or another month. I mean, it just isn't going to cave in on anything. 520-333-4578 is the number. And all these people running around preaching all this stuff and religion that just doesn't even stand up to the slightest, minutest examination when you just really read the Bible yourself and stop listening to these people. Read it for yourself. It's like the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution. They knew what they were writing, and they wrote it just as clear as a bell. And, you know, you don't need to interpret it. It's right there. It means what it says. It's very simple, really. Oh, but I guess a lot of people don't think so. They don't trust their own mind. Now, when I talk about people not having anything between the ears, I'm trying to make a point. Everybody has a brain. Everybody has the same capability of using that brain to the maximum that they possibly can as any other human being, even handicapped people, even so-called retarded people. And you'll find that people that we used to lock up in rooms for all of their lives because they didn't look like us and didn't act like everybody else are now living full and complete lives because somebody has faith in them and teaches them and they learn how to use their brain. Anybody can do it. Anybody. And it's amazing that most people choose absolutely of their own choice not to. A nation or world of people that will not use their intelligence are no better than animals that have no intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. They're not even coerced into it. They choose that route. Amazing. I'm amazed. 520-333-4578 is the number. Don't tell me that you're all so struck dumb by the lack of the world coming to an end that you don't have anything to say, because I just don't believe that. I think there's so many of you with 5 years' supply of egg on your face that you don't have the guts to say anything. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Cooper. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Listen, I was listening to those people on shortwave like James Lloyd.
Uh-huh.
And Neil Kaufman, and I'm supposed to be dead by now.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, maybe you're talking to us from the other side.
Maybe he is.
No, you're supposed to be dead by now.
No, I'm talking about Coffee or not.
Yeah.
Whatever,
okay.
You're in.
I see, okay.
So, anyways, last year Mark Carnegie was talking about how the militia was going to be rounded up and everything, and nothing ever happened.
Well, they eventually will, but nobody knows when. For him to get on the air and say it's going to happen on this day is designed to discredit the whole Patriot and militia movement. That's what that does, ultimately. It discredits everybody. And that's why he did it. That's why he went on radio on New Year's Eve and confirmed that missiles had been launched with nuclear warheads. Mark Kornke did that. I've got it on tape. He called in to confirm it.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm physically disabled. I can't see or anything, but I know one thing. I trust in God, and God will take care of me, and if it's His choice for me to go home, I'll go home.
Yeah, that's right, but you also have an obligation to take care of yourself.
I do the best I can and prepare the best I can, but I didn't take care of the rest.
Well, no, don't do that. Remember, you have a responsibility. You'll be taken care of if you fulfill your responsibility. If you don't, then you won't. That's all there is to it. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for the call.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, we got time for one more call, and then we're going to shuffle off to wherever it is that you're, I know where I'm shuffling off. I'm going to go in and play with pressure and take him for a walk before we sit down and have a good laugh over all this stuff. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, good evening from Happy New Year from John and Irene in Texas.
Oh, hi, John. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Give Irene a good hug and a kiss for me.
I always do.
I miss you guys.
Well, I tell you what, that was a wild ride.
I thought it was a funny ride.
Well, I started to run for the woods, and then I said, wait a minute, I live in the woods.
Well, you know, listening on New Year's Eve to these people, especially to Alex Jones, I actually started to feel the adrenaline rushing. Started to feel this stuff, and then I had to say, wait a minute, I know better than this. And every time he said something wild, I just went and got on the phone, and I called wherever he said it was happening. And sometimes it took me a while, but I found out what the truth was. Now, I got on the radio and told the people here at 101.1 FM what the truth was. And not one single thing that they said that day was true. Nothing.
No. Nope.
Nothing. Not one single thing that they said was true, or Y2K caused, or related, or anything. And you talk about chickens running around with their head cut off. That was incredible.
It was.
I got to let you go, John. We're out of time.
Good night.
Thanks for calling. Good night. Happy New Year.
Good night. Thank you.
That's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you.
There's no reason for you to lose your mind, 'cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I could, I'd make you understand. If I could, I'd make you understand. There's no hurry, it's gonna come for sure. Change.